juice thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the pineapple juice is a real thing.
It's recording. All right, everyone, we're here with notorious internet debater, Vosh. How's it going? How's it going, Vosh?
You know, pretty good. I'm just basking in my own glory. You know?
Yeah, no, for sure. So, in the past, we've got some social media posts. I'm not going to lie to you. We did a little research. We found some social media posts. And we saw a lot about maybe some opinions about exploited nations, maybe some about, like, children and what they should be allowed to do. And some really interesting stuff about a little organ on the other side of a horse. And I was wondering if you wanted to comment on those things in that order.
All right, well, I don't have anything to say about exploited nations. That's not my problem. somebody else can deal with that gay shit.
Fair enough.
Now, horse cock, though. That's where shit gets really real.
Oh, okay. So, what does Vosh sound like?
I have no idea.
No fucking idea, dude.
I've never listened to that motherfucker saying.
He probably sounds a little bit like this.
Oh, wait, I have heard him. I've heard the one video, the fucking, oh my god, it's so good video.
Oh my god, it's so good!
I think he sounds like Ben Shapiro, but talks a little slower. That's all. Like, Vosh. I'm Vosh, and I'm a horse cock.
Anyone who, like, was, like, in debate club in high school, their, like, voice is permanently fucked. It's like smoking. You just constantly talk like, well, actually.
Smoking
makes your voice cooler.
I think that all the kids in debate club are just used to talking, like, quickly and over each other.
Yeah.
See, the debate club doesn't make the kids like that. Those kind of kids just file into debate club, you know what I mean? Yeah.
When I was in ninth grade, I was in like a debate class just because it was like easy as shit and needed the credit. And one guy on my team, we do like what's the fucking called? Renewable energy, and they put on the con team, and he just said, "Well, turbine sounds a little bit like turban, and that those people where those are our enemy, and so we can't be doing anything. We can't be doing anything.
And what was your response?
I was on his team, so I was just kind of sitting there not really paying attention.
Yeah, people don't really get that with, like, turbans, because people think, like, people who wear turbans are Muslims, but they're, like, Sikhs. And I'm like, no. The really guys that you think are Muslims, like, they want to kill Muslims, too. You guys are on the same side.
Turbans are fine, too, undeniably.
Oh, 100. And like, if you're sick, you don't have to cut your hair. That's like,
it's baller.
Yeah, you never have to shave or anything.
Whoop! Whoop! Everybody in the house tonight. Whoop! Whoop!
Our theme song is so good, by the way.
Is it like original or
no?
No, I talked about it completely last night.
We stole it, and we didn't give him credit.
Yeah, we totally fucking stole our theme song. I'm Philip.
I'm Ezra.
Yeah.
I'm Ahmed.
We got Ahmed. So, and we've got Jesus is Super Jew from Twitter on, and we've also got a guy who I met in a Twitter Spaces last night when I was really high, who told me a really fucking funny story.
What's up? It's Donnie Boat, Laserboat 999. What's going on?
Wait, I'm sorry. Donnie Belt?
Donnie Boat.
Boat. Donnie Boat. Like a seafaring vessel.
Yeah.
Because I'd be swimming in... Go on? No, I didn't say anything.
So, for this episode, we all prepared some rhymes. Rhymes for Vosh here, real quick.
Hmm?
Who's going first?
Wait, what?
Who's going first? Ezra, you want to take the stand?
You guys can... Like, I'll tell my story in the second half. We'll do a little shit stories.
Yeah.
Interlude. Wait,
did you tell me to rap first?
Yeah. No,
you can if you want.
Do you want to?
Okay. I didn't prepare one, but I will
freestyle.
Yeah, I'll freestyle dome. Right now.
Oh, fuck. Impressive. White boys in the call freestyling. I'm going to kill myself.
He's starting on us, dude.
And Vosh is the guy from Twitter with the ponytail, right? Who likes
Someone play a beat. Someone play a beat. Should I just be
big fan of kids.
My name is Vouch, and I touch little kids. That's all I got. All right, next. Who's next?
All right, I'll go next.
Sorry, I should have prepared.
My name is Dr. Vouch.
Is your name actually Dr.
Vouch? My name is Dr.
What do you have your PhD in? What do you have your PhD in?
The history of pedophilia.
Petting horse dicks.
All right.
No, that's a personal.
Well, it must be really cool to be so versed in a topic and actively like creating more stuff for it for people.
Yeah, you know, it's really you know, great to be involved.
He's one of those guys that I don't need to learn anything about. Just one look, and I know he's a pedophile.
You just know he's a pedophile.
Speaking of well versed, I'm Ed. You're up.
Lay down a beat. Lay down a beat. You could call me Spacey. I touch bitches. Need my cock rubbed. It kind of itches. Can't go near the preschool. Wonder why. Horses are hung as hell. I can't lie. Come on your face. Bitch swallow. Breast implant. Titties hollow. I'm like Dahmer but gayer. I'm Fosh. Bitch the child layer.
Nice. Okay. Let's go, dude.
Give me fucking beat, Ezra. All
right. It's the same one.
Okay. Post it up in the stable. Gotta make a horse cream. Shipping in state propaganda. Ain't rocking with the regime. President Xi! Hit up your mama. Bust out those back walls. Drop to her knees. Use that tongue to wash my balls. Woo! Come for the king. I'll take your fucking life. Make like a cuckold. And boss me fuck your wife. Woo!
Wicked, wicked.
Sick. That was so good. Roger. Holy fuck.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was
okay,
great.
Wait, why are we talking
about
this
guy? You'll be able to see all of us at the Emmys when those happen. Those are for music, right? Or is it the Grammys?
No, Grammys. The Grammys are for grandmas. The Emmys are for Emma. And the Golden Globes are for your balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, Donnie, you're up. Rap time.
No, I'm not. I have no more juice left. I already got it out in the timeline. But I just wanted to ask Jesus, like, what's the next bit? What are you playing?
Man, I don't fucking know. Maybe that horse whisperer guy. I guess kind of annoying. He kind of fell off though.
Horse whisperer?
That 2011 weird Twitter account.
Yeah, like, dude, he really fell off. Yeah, he's got to be, dude. Those kind of guys don't fucking leave Twitter. He's got to.
What about horse ebooks? Are they still around?
Jesus, how long have you been on Twitter?
I mean, like, I lurked for a while, but I only started posting like last like May.
Wow. Yeah.
I like the class redux kill a bit. That one might be my favorite.
Yeah, that was
that's
fun. That guy's fun.
Yeah, but
it's fun to make fun of that dude.
Yeah, that would be a good one. It's just posting the most dog shit rap opinions. you know he's a rapper apparently.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've never been able to find any info about like his alias or anything like that at all. Apparently, he doesn't even tell his
he runs a tight
his ship. Real name. Yeah, yeah, OPSEC.
He's a tight ship.
Yes,
that's insane. What I was told, at least.
Yeah, I don't even.
I'd kill somebody to know the alias.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even need to hear a song.
I need to hear what that guy is making, dude. What if he's like super big and we don't know? What if he's like Kanye or something?
Yeah, it's Jack Harlow.
For sure.
What if he's super big cruising down the Autobahn guy? What about the cruising down the Autobahn guy?
That would be sick.
Now
that
I'm
would
in
be
the
so
backseat trying to fuck Megatron!
Oh, yeah, okay.
Alright. You guys got any poop stories?
Dude, I'm ready to jump right into Don's. I'm ready to jump right into Don's.
Jump, just story. Go into yours. I need to hear this.
Donnie poops.
All right. No poop warm-ups? All right, let's go. Okay, hold on, I gotta look around, because if someone overhears me, I'm gonna get reported.
Oh, yeah, for the listeners at home, Donnie is recording in a public park right now on his phone.
I got a quick shit story.
All right,
it's like spies meeting like public parks and stuff.
I mean,
you know, for OPSEC reasons.
It's not. This one's not really
you
about
walk
me.
Up, hold on. You walk up to a guy in the park and you start nudging his foot, and he just starts telling you about the time he took a fucking nasty shit at a friend's house.
Yeah, that's kind of what's about to happen.
A brown boulder falls swiftly into the lake.
Sprightly.
What are we doing, haikus?
Yeah, it's like the passcode that you tell to the guy before.
Oh, writes, sleeper cell.
The Manila folder full of like a really funny story about like leaving it. Slides the DOS over. Someone's
right. That would be a funny way to tell someone a story.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first if you want a little poop. It's not as good. This one's just, I was at my friend's house. We were about 12, I think. We were having a sleepover, and I had bunk beds at the time. And I remember this guy was, my friend that I was hanging out with, I still know him, so I'm not going to say his name or anything, but he was a disgusting, disgusting kid, would like eat anything you gave him. And would piss the bed all the time. And
classic type of kid. That's classic.
I know. So he was over, and I gave him the top bunk bed because that was my little brother's bed at the time. And I guess he shit himself at night, and then he got really embarrassed in the morning, and he tried to hide it by taking the sheets off and then flipping the bed over, and I was on the bottom bunk.
Oh no! Oh my god!
You got a little rain that night.
Yeah, I'm a very deep sleeper though. And, like, I won't wake up. Like, people would slap me and try to wake me up, and it wouldn't work. So he was gone when I woke up. But yeah, all the evidence was still there. He did not do a very good job cleaning up, and the shit in sheets he balled up and he put them in the laundry hamper. We had like a chute. He put them in the chute, so the top sheet filled with liquid shit landed on all of my family's dirty clothes. I'm still friends
with
him.
Just contaminated.
Nice guy. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Just fucking air bombing your shit.
Yeah.
This is a different story than the one I was gonna tell, but something similar. So like you guys in high school, did you guys have to volunteer to graduate?
Yeah.
I did that in middle school, but not in high school.
I did gymnasium with special education kids.
Okay, yes, because my story is special education related. Okay, so I volunteered for like a camp in the woods. You know how like when you're in like sixth, fifth grade, you like go to camp in the woods, right?
Oh god, yeah.
No.
Okay, and then I arrived there, and like, you know, they give you training for a day, and then all the kids come, and the day the kids come, the YMCA guys walk up to me, like. Yo, one of the teachers, we're like really shorthanded right now. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And they're like, you're assigned to the special education cabin. So I'm like, all right, how bad can this be, right? And so then I walk into the cabin, and immediately after walking in, I just hear, I walk in, and there's at least like 14 special ed kids. Just freaking the fuck out, and I have to like take care of these guys for a week, right?
And you're just like a sixth grader with no experience.
No,
in, like,
no,
child
no. This is when I was 16. I was a counselor. I was a counselor.
Oh, so I'm not gonna say which one it is,
but this is probably the poorest management I've ever seen. But first of all, I'm not even fucking qualified to handle these fucking...
Yeah, you need, like, a special degree to, like, take care of special ed kids because it's, like, incredibly difficult to do it.
Yeah, this might have been illegal.
But you're like, a volunteer,
sure it
right?
Is, dude. I'm pretty sure it is.
This is, like, yeah, this was one of those weeks where they had so many kids. And then... The first day was fucking hell. Like, these kids just, like, were not listening to me. And, like some of them didn't even know English because I'm in California and a lot of the kids are just straight up, like, they only speak Spanish. And so, I have to, like, deal with all these Latino kids. And the first night, like, it's like 12 a.m. Like, bedtime was supposed to be, like, 10. It took me, like, 2 hours to, like, get them to calm down. And then, it's like 3 a.m. and like I feel like this kid just wake me up and he just points to his bunk. And this kid was like mute almost. Like he could not talk even if he wanted to. And then he just kept pointing to it. And I was like, what, motherfucker? What do you want me to do?
What, motherfucker? You shout to it?
No, I kind of just like mumbled it because like, you know, you can't curse in front of kids.
Start fucking smacking the shit out of him. Don't fucking wake me up! Don't wake me up!
No, obviously not.
That motherfucker go permanently mute.
No, but dude, no, when they were training us, they said they caught like a counselor in the bed with like four kids at once.
Oh, Jesus.
Just not even like doing anything, just like sleeping.
He's like, I'm just doing a Charlie the Chocolate Factory. What?
No, they felt lonely. They needed anyway, so this deaf, like ogre of a child, like so like big and tall. He's just pointing at his bed, right? So then I go up and I look at the bed and nothing's wrong with it other than the sheets being a little ruffled. So then I just like grab the sheets and try to like hold it up.
Oh no.
And a fucking vile slurry of like vomit and like piss just pours onto me. And like from my chin down to my shirt.
That's so bad. Oh Jesus.
And here's the thing. Like a little kid, I don't know what it is with their like biological chemistry. Their shit is all fucked up.
Fucking...
It smells disgusting.
It's like oily.
Oh my! And the thing is, it was so liquidy. Like. First of all the kids are waking up at this point, and they were just fucking cackling.
Because I bet you're fucking running around screaming. I'd be losing.
I have
my
a theory
mind.
That it was like a setup because those kids fucking hated me.
They definitely set that up.
They definitely set that up, dude.
Yeah, but, and then, that week was hell because there was, like, at least, like, one, like, defecation incident. Like, there was kids that would just, like, we were on a hike, like, 20 miles from, like, not like 20 miles, like 2 or 3 miles away, and they would just, like, take off their pants and start running through the mud.
Why? What the fuck?
One time we were, oh, yeah. And
I think you
were
maybe
we were,
my camp counselor.
One time we were waiting in line and like some two kids shit themselves just waiting in line.
did you were you counselor at St. Vincent de Paul?
No. This was in Santa Cruz in California. But And one of them they didn't have diapers on because they're like in sixth grade, so like one of their, like, you could, like, see the brown just, like, leaking out of their, like, khaki shorts. It was so fucking disgusting.
God damn.
Yeah, but they, like, got, they're still kids. So, like, they got, like, really attached, and they, like, didn't want to leave, and they started, like, crying and stuff. They're like, no, we don't want to go. Can you come with us? I'm like, no.
Fuck no.
I don't want to get assaulted with fluids anymore, man.
Yeah.
God damn.
No.
Fucking.
That's
Yesterday was my last day at Walmart, and every single time I'd go into the bathrooms while I was working there, there was some fucking.
Yeah, when you enter a public bathroom and your shit is on the floor, I just.
Yeah.
Like my brain, I'm just like trying to think of like the geometry. Like, how do you even do that?
One time I was in there. They were like, everybody was fucking at the urinals. There was a guy in the handicap stall just like watching a YouTube video on his phone at full blast. And I go into the other one, and the toilet paper just
that
like
was fully, a classic.
Fully pulled out on the ground, and there's just like a splatter of blood in front of me on the fucking ground.
Oh no!
Jeez, why? Then, what the hell?
Dude, I don't fucking know. And I walk out, I wash my hands, I'm drying them off, and I'm wearing this like neon orange like sweater thing. And there's a guy at the urinal who's wearing like a lime green one. He's like, hey. I was like, I look at him. He's like, we're matching. And I look at him, and I look down, and he's just turned so much that I can just fully see him holding his penis in his hand.
And there's just a puddle of blood.
Yeah, it was a classic bit in elementary school to just shit in the urinal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it was like, it was just like little kid like Dookie. So it was like,
you ever go in there and see just like a brown handprint on the wall?
Dude, I need.
Yeah.
Dude, that just like awoke some like epigenetic memory in me. Holy shit,
someone,
I do remember that.
Fucking, some dude shit in the urinal in like my elementary school, and everyone for some reason, because they just fucking hated me, they decided to blame it on me, and to this day they still think I did it.
So yeah. Dude. No, and like someone would shit in the urinal, and like some other kid would be like, that's not fucking cool, right? Like some and he would like, this kid just like filled up like one of those buckets and like was trying to clean the urinal. So he kept like pouring. He like trying to. He like
it was just overflowing.
Yes, it literally just leaked out. And there's like brown water on the floor, and he's like, "Look what you guys did!" And he was like, he was like a Jew. He was like one of the only Jewish kids in our school. So he was like, you know how like, all right, this isn't anti-Semitic, but they like kind of like Jewish people kind of like mature really early. So he was like, 8 or something, and he was like, "You guys can't do that."
It's the bar mitzvah. It's the bar mitzvah.
Oh, I thought you meant like physically. I'm like, that's absolutely not true.
Yeah, that was like one of the only Jewish people I ever. That's like my only like impression of Jewish people was just that guy trying to like become a janitor for like the greater good of the elementary school. Yeah. No.
Was there a kid in your school
that would on the payroll
shit creatively? Was there a guy
no,
like that?
No, but like I
where, like you'd I'm gather always around in the bathtub and like watch his new way to shit this week.
What? No.
I didn't.
I thought you just meant like he had weird shits and he would leave in the toilet. No, you watch him shit.
Yeah, you come up with new ways to shit.
What the fuck do you mean new ways to shit?
I know what he means. I know exactly.
Yeah,
what
no,
he
no.
Yeah,
I know
how
you
mad
mean.
Was
I
that
was
kid?
Really, I was really yeah, fucked up at this party. And then I went into the bathroom and I was so drunk and I was like, I'm just gonna shit in the trash can. This is fucking hilarious.
Oh, holy shit, I totally forgot. There was this party at my these kids in my school. There was someone from my school threw a party at some really rich woman's parents' house. She was like cat sitting for them. And then they invited like everybody. Like everybody yeah. from like 4 different local schools. There were like hundreds of people there. And everyone was just destroying the place, like breaking every window. And people, I remember walked in. Because my friend was going, we were like, we got to go to this party that everyone's going. And I walk in, and they were in her bedroom, and there was a dude pissing, like, in her nightstand drawers, and there was a guy shitting in all of her dresser drawers. They
Wait,
people
in all
literally shit. People shit in every compartment in their house. Like, every what? Single
what
one.
The
it was in
God?
The newspaper. Why? Like, in the And that detail was in the newspaper that there was like defecation in every single dresser and compartment in the house.
I'm really
cool.
interested to
Why
see
would you
how,
do
how
that?
The person who had the idea. Guys, we should all like get together and all take like a crap in front of each other in this big house. I'm really curious to see how they got that idea off the ground. How they managed to like silver tongue their way into that being something
what?
That more than
Jesus,
one person
do you have any
agreed
shit
to
stories?
Do.
It.
I don't think you have to silver tongue anyone. Into
Vosh
shitting everywhere.
Vosh, are you there? Jesus Vosh?
Yeah.
Vosh?
I'm chilling.
You got any shit stories, brother?
Nah, I do not have any shit stories, actually.
I got one, but it's sad.
You ever been with the horse and it took a dump on you?
You ever just been... You ever been deep riding that horse that he just fucking sprays?
Dude, they drop a fucking mud pie on you, dude. He said it'll bury you.
I feel like if you fucked a horse, you'd have to shit because it would just like destroy your intestines.
Don't get
it. It destroy yours.
Yeah,
there's
like that one fucking video that everyone was posting back in like 2014 or so of the guy getting railed by. I'm pretty sure he died after.
There was a dude in my high school who allegedly fucked a horse. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but everybody started calling him a horse fucker for the next like 3 years. So it sucks for him.
Fucking Georgia, dude.
Yeah, it's a big bummer. That dude also was like, once he was squatting, like, I mean, he was huge. So he was squatting like 500 pounds, something like that. And Jimmy, he like,
damn.
On his way up, he'd like shit his pants really hard.
No, that's honorable, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's classic. I mean, he finished the rep out, you know what I mean? That's cool.
But anyways, I was like drunk and I was like it's gonna be like a hilarious bit if I shit in the trash can, and it was like a big trash can, so I got stuck in it and I just passed out like while my ass was in the trash can.
Yeah, because you're like 6'5", right?
I'm 6'7".
Oh my
so
god, dude!
I like
shit.
I like woke up and like the sun was coming in. It was like 4 or 5 a.m. and like I like walked out with the trash can. I was so ashamed of myself, and I just and I put it in my trunk and like discarded it in the woods. So I was so ashamed.
You put a trash can full of shit in your trunk? Did you put a lid on it?
Yes.
Dude,
no,
I would be driving so fucking slowly if that was me. Dude.
You guys have never done the drive of shame in the morning. Where it's
not
like
with
no, because I've never taken a shit in someone's trash can, dude.
Yeah, no.
Me
no, I was like, that was like a day after, like, you know, the first party after you break up with your girlfriend, you're like, fuck,
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Fuck everything,
and
dude.
You shit in a trash can.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, dude.
You've been down in the dumps because your lady left you.
I was literally down.
You saw a trash can that just looked ripe for a dumping, dude.
Yeah.
Got that fresh Loctite bag in it.
I literally got a message like 4 months later. She's like, "Yo, did you like steal my trash can? Like, someone saw you walking out with it. It was this girl." I was like, "I don't know anything about that."
I don't know what a trash can is.
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Someone saw you walking out with the trash can.
Wait, they saw you walking out with the trash can?
You still have your pants around your ankles?
There was probably, like, one motherfucker who was, like, delirious, like, on the couch. Who was like, "What? There's this 6'7" dude just walking out with this bitch trash
can." There's a fucking skinwalker outside of the trash can, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have just left it there, because there's no way of identifying you, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you say about discarding it in the woods?
Oh, yeah, I drove to, like, the creek, and I fucking threw it in.
You threw a trash can full of shit into a creek?
Jesus Christ, it's pollution. What about the fucking environment? Are you serious, dude?
Just in the fucking woods, dude. Nobody's going to trace it back to you.
You guys remember,
Americans.
I don't know. Do you think, like, teenagers can, like,
he throws
think?
It in the creek and all the salmon just floated to the top dead?
First of all, I'm deeply retarded. I don't know if you guys have understood this. I think fucking Philip knows from the story last night.
Yeah.
Well, you're so tall, your brain is, like, stretched thin right now.
Yeah, no.
Too much body.
The blood can't travel to the limbs enough. Yeah. You're like a bug from prehistoric times. You're not supposed to be capable of surviving.
Have you guys ever taken a shit in the woods?
Yeah, all the time.
One time I was walking on the beach and I just had like the worst fucking like cramp in the world. And I just leaned over a driftwood log and just like frozen yogurt sprayed out my asshole under the beach. And then I had to waddle the whole way back to the car because I didn't have any fucking toilet paper.
Yeah, I was like really really high in Lake Tahoe once, and I was just peeing and I just saw like a bear in the distance. And I was so fucking high, I was like, "This is the best thing ever."
That sounds fucking awesome, dude.
Just like he was just like strolling, yeah.
I remember one time I was at a friend's house and I did shrooms and I was looking at the moon and there was like arcing rays of light just coming off of it, and I'm also pissing while I'm looking at it, so it ties into the story.
Dude, those
off those the porch, like... and I'm just staring at it, and I've got like my pants below my ass cheeks too. I don't know why.
There's literally nothing better.
I was like fucking toddlering it, so I'm pissing and I'm staring at the moon. I was like, wow,
dude, there's.
Crazy. And when I fell down the fucking stairs. The rest of the night, I had to be sitting on top of like three fucking pillows, like I was a Middle Eastern king, fucking just like posed up on my pillows, watching music videos until the sun came up.
I was about 8 or 9, I think, and we were in Virginia visiting my grandpa's family. And I was hiking in the woods by myself, and I just, you know, felt the stomach grumbles or whatever. So I, like, ran into, like, this field of, like, this high, like, I don't know, brush or whatever. And I just squatted down and took a shit or whatever. And then, it was an emergency. And
yeah, then, I know, I understand.
I ripped a bunch of leaves out of the ground that I was sitting in, wiped my ass with those until I got back to the house. It was poison ivy.
Oh, fuck.
I got a fever of, like, 102. I got, like, really sick.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Really bad. No. Yeah, that was probably
the
worst.
You gotta be, like, one of those guys in Australia, one of those soldiers in Australia who wiped their ass with the fucking leaf that causes, like, nonstop pain.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
the,
I did.
The most painful. No, it's, like, the most painful plant in the world. Like, the dudes did this and fucking killed themselves, like, immediately after just because of how much it fucking hurt.
I still can't believe Australia exists. It's, like... It's like a fucking gigantic fucking desert, spider ridden. Everything there wants to kill you.
I think as far as accents go, the funniest ones go Creole. Like
no, they're so cool.
Like a Creole white guy from Louisiana, who like lives in a shack built on stilts.
Yeah.
That's probably the funniest accent in the world to me. And then right after that, it's Australians.
Australians are, I think British people are fucking obnoxious, but Australians are like. They all have, like, a mullet, funny, and they love, like, ketamine and shit. They're so cool.
That's awesome.
What do you think an Australian sounds like? You were talking about that cabin full of, like, special education Latino kids, and I was just wondering what they sounded like.
Please don't do a fucking... Please don't do
I'm not going to do it. I was speculating. I'm asking questions.
Can I do it?
No, Ayman, you cannot do that fucking impression.
Or, babe.
Don't remember that Australian dude who got, like, pulled over on the side of the road and, like, went to go take a piss, and a semi plowed into the cop car and, like, killed all the cops, and he, like, came back and, like, filmed the scene and was like, I just wanted to go home and eat my food. Look at what you've done now. And then he, like, went to the fucking pub and, like, showed some people the fucking pictures and was, like, bragging about it, and he got arrested.
What?
Why would he get arrested?
You just got a fucking break from God, dude.
There should be a drunk driving Olympic.
If there was
a drunk driving Olympic, I think Australians would just win. Like,
yeah,
we're,
probably.
It's like an international tour, like the FIFA World Cup, and like they just like get you fucked up, and you have to like drive across the city.
That'd be so great. Just
call it the drunk driving Olympic. Drunk
driving
has got
to be easy to drive in. It's all flat, motherfucking desert.
Yeah, it's all flat. You literally go like hours without seeing anybody.
Yeah, but I know actually flat would be harder because you would want to speed up because all the roads are straight.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just
and then
fucking
you'd see mirages and like get scared, swerve.
And maybe, like a kangaroo would jump in front of the car.
Yeah, just give everyone like a Ford fucking F-150 and just. Get them drunk as hell.
Getting in a car doesn't even protect you from Australian animals. You know cassowaries? Those big-ass like blue emus? Yeah. Like blue the big
Can you ones. Imagine like an English commentator the drunk driving Olympics? and we see he's just plowed into a crowd.
a crowd of
school children.
He's just ran over the stands. Oh. And O'Malley's crashing into the peanut gallery. Oh. He's back on the track. There's a baby arm sticking out from under the hood. The car is smoking, and there is a baby's arm sticking out from under the hood, folks. He's got to pull over into the pit stop immediately. He's run over all the mechanics. He's run over all the mechanics, ladies and gentlemen.
A guy just loses
the race because he like pulls into a gas station to get more booze.
Yeah, he pulls just the fucking pit stop. They're fully finished, and he's just sitting staring at the fucking beer aisle, just drooling out of his mouth.
They're all just kind of tailing each other, going Olympic. Like 45, swerving, just following each other really slowly.
Yeah,
I think laying on the fucking horn behind somebody and like not even attempting to pass them.
When you drunk drive, is that what you do? You get really obnoxious?
I don't know.
I would never put other people's lives in danger like that.
I would.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Fuck you.
I bet you'd love to get real sauced up and get behind a wheel.
Ahmed's not old enough to drive.
Yeah.
Me? Dude, I have my license.
No, Ahmed.
Oh.
Ahmed, did you tell a shit story?
No, I don't really have any shit stories, but I guess we fucked up once.
You gotta make some shit stories.
You want me to? Should I tell the mother of all shit stories?
Yeah, yeah. We have to let Ahmed take a weird shit on pod on live.
You could tell the story about how you took a shit on a podcast with Jesus the Super Jew, Donnie Boat.
Come up with a weird way to shit right now. Go with a weird way to shit.
So here's what you do. So basically, you push your feet on like the end of the toilet bowl.
Okay.
Like, so you know how there's a circle on the toilet?
You're just squatting. That's just Asian shit.
That's squatting. That's nothing. I got something.
Yeah, I did that.
I want you to balance on your head. I want you to balance on your head, and I want you to put a shop vac right against your asshole and turn it on.
You know what I'm going to tell you to do next? No, I know.
Take a shit, and it sucks it out into the shop vac. And you're like upside down.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, wait, no. Yeah. What if you took a shit like while doing a pull up and like you were just hovering over the toilet and you had to stay there the entire time?
I call that cleaning the house.
Okay.
You'd probably get a little bit of an enema with that too, I feel like.
Philip, should I tell the fucking
Yeah, tell the mother also.
Alright. Okay, so the story starts with, it's just me and the boys. We're at the local fucking park. It's like at least 1:30, 2 a.m. We all had like 40 ounces and we were just smoking, just like getting fucking abs. We were like so trashed we could barely walk. We were like on the playground swings. That's another like classic drinking spot. You're just like swinging.
Yeah.
We were just smoking and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier that day, I had fucking eaten an entire like Hawaiian pizza, like the entire thing. And so I was smoking the whole day. Yeah, it was just one of those summer nights. And then I just feel my fucking stomach rumble. And I know this is... The thing with, like, humans is that we have, like, really good shit intuition. Like, when you feel a big one coming, you fucking feel it in your bones. So, like, yeah, I tell my friends, and I'm like...
like, you know it's gonna rain?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like... Yeah, it's like... So I tell him, and I'm so, like, drunk. You know how you just don't want to be uncomfortable when you're high? You, like, want to be, like, warm and safe and all that?
Yeah.
I tell him, like,
no,
dude, there's no way I'm going to, like, shit in this bush actually, and, like, wipe my ass with a leaf. Like, I can't do this right now.
When
so
I
was, like,
get high,
kind of
I like to go
out.
On dangerous adventures. I like to get high and join the Navy SEALs on there.
I asked my friends to scream
me.
In
and
my
they
ear.
They let me because I'm so good. I'm so good at it.
Yeah, so then tell him, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking freaking out, dude. I need a shit so bad. And so this dude's like, my friend's like, yo, bros, no problem. Just go shit in my house. And I was like, dude, it's 2 a.m. And he's like, no, dude, it's fine. I literally live two streets away. Just come, just walk in. You can shit on my downstairs floor. And like, I'm so fucked off. I'm like, that sounds great, dude.
Shit on your downstairs floor?
No, just like go in through like the side door and just shit in his house and then just like leave, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then we like walk to his house and like we sneak in through the door. And, like, I'm, like, walking. He has, like, a big house, right? Because he has a huge family. And so I'm just walking in through the house. And I, like, go in the bathroom. And, like, I turn the fan on and the lights on and everything. And I'm, like, oh, like, this is the greatest thing ever. And right before, like, my asshole is, like, puckered up, ready to shit, I just hear, like, sound. I just hear, tow, tow, tow. Somebody is banging on a fucking door above me. And then, like, it, like, catches me, like, off guard. So then, like, I just go, like, it just starts, like, it starts, like, flowing.
You're trying to be silent.
The banging just keeps getting worse. Like, it's not at my door. It's, like, happening upstairs above me. And I'm like, I text him, like, what the fuck is going on? And he just sends me back, like, it's bad. Just those two words. And I hear a fucking screaming. Like, I just hear fucking shouting above me. And so this guy, my friend, he's Afghan, right? And I'm not, like, Islamophobic or anything, but, like, they have, like, 8 kids or something, and they have a huge house. So one by one, I hear everyone in the fucking house wake up and start talking, and this is, like, ungodly hours, like, 2:30, and, like, I'm not trying to make any noise, so, like, turn the lights off and the fan off, and I'm, like, holding my shit in. And like I'm like bracing my quads. That's how fucking awful this is. And I just hear fucking screaming, shouting, and thumping like a fucking like melee is going on upstairs. And so at the time I didn't know this, but my friend told me after, his sister was like riding this like white dude cowgirl on the bed upstairs, and her parents, who are like extremely conservative, just walked in on their daughter just going to fucking town on this dude's dick. And I didn't know
this
at the
time,
right? Their dad just fucking starts flying. And their dad is like this like 6'5" fucking like ex-military guy. Like he's like probably one of like the scariest looking people I've ever encountered. Like one of those guys that just never smiles. So then for at least 30 minutes, I just hear... I'm hearing just fucking...
He starts fucking...
banging noises. Like,
yeah, the
like someone...
He starts fucking the white boy.
I just hear screaming.
White boy beats girlfriend's ass in perfect kung fu. Family surprise.
No, and this whole time, I hear all the noises, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna finish my shit. So I'm like, my ass is like purping and farting.
And I'm just like, fucking beating the
shit. And I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just like praying, and I'm just like holding the countertops because this is one of the most like stressful shits of my life. And then for at least 30 minutes. Dude, I don't know what was wrong with my stomach that day, but I was like letting it all loose. And then 30 minutes later, like shit calms down, and I've like wiped my ass and everything. I've like made my peace with God. And I'm like, I need to fucking escape, right? And so I don't know this guy's floor plan. All I know is the side exit is like on the other side of the house. Mm-hmm. So then I just say like, please, like, Lord, protect me, right? And I exit the bathroom and I like walk out the door into like what is like the living room, and like the entire household, like grandparents, sisters, brothers, and that white dude and the girl are just sitting on the couch, and everyone is assembled around them like it's an intervention. Describe it. Like, he literally had murder.
Wasn't he beating them?
And he was
just fucking Kubrick staring at the white guy.
You were hiding in the bathroom shitting for 30 minutes?
Holding. No, I shit my shit. Terrified. I didn't leave until, like, I heard, like, shit quiet down. And so, like, I went to the living room and I just, like, walk in and they even notice me, right? Because they're too busy, like, arguing and shit. And I was just, like, for at least, like, a minute, I just stood there paralyzed because I couldn't fucking, like... this is, like, fuck. And this is, like, pretty wealthy, but, like... Allegedly, like, for legal reasons, he was like laundering money for the Taliban or some shit. He had a like military like gun, like,
Jesus,
like a black, like, completely black shotgun with like it looked like an assault rifle almost. And he's just like cradling it in his lap and just like staring at the wall. and they're like, mom is in tears, like trying to like understand what's going on. And I just stand there for a minute until like one of like the little kids like points at me. And I'm like, and he's like, Dad, like, who's that? And they, like, all turn around. They see, like, this 6'7" Indian motherfucker just standing in the doorway. And then it must have been at least 15 seconds of silence. Like, this was, like, a movie moment. Like, they were just staring at me. And my autistic fucking, like high drunk brain was like, I'm about to die. And so I fucking just start running for the side door.
Yeah, I should have done that, like, right away.
And then, like, why? I'm just, like, running. And then the guy behind me, the white guy who's fucking his sister, he decides this is the perfect moment to make his fucking getaway.
Yeah.
And so he's, like, 230 pounds, and he's, like, a baseball player. Whoa. He's gigantic.
Good for him.
And so right as I'm exiting the side door, this guy runs through the fucking door at the same exact time as me, and he collides into me. And we both fucking go, like, I don't even know how to, like I don't even know how physics works, but I just flew. I flew out the door, and this was like a side alley, and I hit the alley dumpsters and like trash bags and shit and like leaves. And we were just, I just fucking went face planted in there, and I turned around, and their dad is fucking standing over us with a fucking gun in his hand. And at that moment, I, like, people talk about, like, your life flashing before my, like, your eyes. It's absolutely real. I, like, saw, like, my parents and my brother and shit. And I thought I was just gonna die. Because there's, like, this fucking tribal, like, Afghan warrior just standing over me with a shotgun. But, like, that guy, like, I don't know, through some miracle of God, he didn't shoot. He just, like, flipped the gun around and just smashed this fucking kid's face in with a shotgun butt. And, like, he just, like, smacked his nose. And I was, like, trying to get up at this point because I was, like, under him, right? And he's, like, it hits my back. Like, the shotgun, like, hits my back at one point. But he's, like, breaking this guy's face in.
Oh.
But that guy is, like, a fucking champ. So he, like, when the adrenaline hits, like, you'll survive anything. So he just got up. And, like, we, like, both got up. We just fucking ran out the door. And I have, like, this guy's, like, nose blood all over me. And we're, like, we ran for, like, 2 miles. And then we, like, stopped at a 24-hour coffee shop. And I, like, felt so bad for him. I, like, I like bought him like a cake pop or something.
Yeah. Of course. Are you guys like friends forever?
Sorry, you got fucking assaulted and probably permanently scarred. Here's a fucking Starbucks cake pop, dude.
I never spoke to him again after that, but he told me like what happened. We were like just like drinking like espresso and just like we just kind of just like sat there in silence.
Yeah, you guys both just had a near-death experience together.
Yeah, I literally never talked to that guy again. The white kid. But I saw him at the grocery store, but like no, he wasn't little, he was older.
He was 230 pounds.
Yeah, he was like a fucking beast. Yeah, no, but
good for him.
I saw him at like the grocery store and we just like looked each other in the eyes and we just like nodded. Like we just survived. It was this is probably
awesome,
what it
dude, that's
I
so
think
cool.
we were like I think that's like probably what like the troops feel.
that sense of camaraderie.
Like you know they always talk about like brother like me and that guy, me and fucking Ryan our brotherhood is sealed forever despite the fact that we might never see each other again. She was pretty she got fucking violently abused after like her dad beat the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
She did like just end up running away from home a year later because she like his dad was gonna ship her to Afghanistan. Jeez. But like she's a US citizen, right? So she just ran away. She married like some rich white guy now and she's like she converted to Christianity and she's like doing really well now. Yeah, she's pretty hot, but like so I'm sure that dude he was just you know, at least he hit. He didn't his boner is probably ruined, but
I don't think he got that much out of that. I don't think the cost benefit analysis of that is not great because I'm assuming he didn't bust.
Wait, yeah, did he finish? Like,
are you sure?
I forgot to say he was literally just like in his basketball shorts, like running while we were running. He was like covered in like his nose blood because like his nose got smashed in.
That's
like,
when I would have come.
I don't want like and like his neck busted open. So I was like, we went to like
what did you say, Ezra?
Yeah, it was like there was also like before like we went to the coffee shop. I like went to CVS and got some like fucking gauze, and I like repaired him because like, yeah.
You're so sweet. You definitely
this guy. In the fucking bathroom, just doing medical aid to him with blood in this thing, like it's a scene.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah. No, that was, like,
this sounds like super romantic. Like you and him escaped death, went to a coffee shop, and then you mended his wounds, and then never saw him again. But you saw him at the grocery store, and you gave each other a knowing glance.
Midnight.
Yeah, you guys definitely.
Wait, you guys walked into coffee. Wait, you walked into coffee.
Dude, he turns you out like a fucking oven mitt.
No, I cleaned him up, but like, yeah, this is like this is like almost like a crackhead spot because it's open 24 hours. They didn't give a fuck. We just sat on the patio outside.
So you're telling me that you went through a near death experience, bought this guy a coffee at like 1 a.m, I presume,
and a cake pop,
and cake pop, dress his wounds, and you. Didn't
I didn't dress I
get
like
fucking,
I just like
you didn't
cleaned
get
it
fucking
up.
Railed like a train engine.
He was like there was just a lot of blood cuz I don't know, it's like if you like get hit in the head, like you just bleed like fuck,
no,
even though it's
yeah,
bad.
You leak.
He just like he was just hydrant. Like yeah, but like we just like patched him up and this was like we ran really far, like we ran to like sort of not like the what do you call it, the shittier part of town, so like we like got a, like nobody like gave a fuck, right? Like if you're working at like 4 a.m like you've seen some shit. Like, you know,
most
care.
Of the people that come in are covered in blood and having a really romantic gay night together.
Shut the fuck up. I never talked to them again, but
yeah, of course you didn't.
It's like a
How would anything that you did
ever
anything
compare?
After?
I had a great time getting chased by a guy with a shotgun. You want to come over and play COD sometime?
Yeah, yeah.
Come over, we can watch Gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah,
it'd
hey,
be nice.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah come over, we'll watch
no,
a movie.
I'll make us some
fucking Hot Pockets, dude.
Dude, that like shotgun looked heavy. As I think you could easily just bludgeon a guy to death with that.
Oh, for sure, dude.
You could bludgeon a guy to death with almost
anything.
Fucking
revolver. Yeah.
Did the guy actually hit you like intending to? Like, did he just not care?
Or was
about
it like
you?
On the back?
Like,
on the back?
He was like,
guy.
I don't understand. Like, he was like, fucking, like, I don't know. I don't. I'm really not that like educated about Islam, but like, I think that's like one of the worst things is like having your daughter defiled by some fucking Yakubian devil. Like it probably like made, and like I think like he like walked it like walking in on your like fucking daughter yeah, doing daughter, cowgirl it, like reverse
that's
cowgirl.
That's the worst possible one. That's the worst.
Has anyone one. Has anyone's parents ever walked in on you having sex with their child? But they're, but you know, appropriate age.
Oh no, but I got. Oh yeah, actually, I have. But like, it's like eerie how similar my story was. But this guy didn't like kill me. Like I was like, what do you call it? I was like, this girl told me to come over at like 11. Her parents were at like some dinner party, mm-hmm. and she was like, I'll go in through the side door, by the way. But I was like so horny.
All right, so yeah, this story is about you. I knew it.
Yeah, so then no, this is a different one. So then, like, I was so horny that I like went in through the front door, and you guys know what Ring doorbell is?
Yeah,
yeah, oh,
yeah.
They like saw me in Ring doorbell, shit. But like she didn't like tell me because like I didn't ring. She was like, "Oh, it's fine. You as long as you didn't ring the doorbell, you're fine. Like they won't have seen you." But like they get like alerts when somebody just like walks in front
yeah,
of the door.
It. Yeah.
And so, like, this is, like, a USMC dad. Like, he, like, is, like, a small business owner, too. And so, yeah. So, he just, like, catches us. And,
what were
yeah,
you doing?
I was, like, I was just, like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Like, and he's, like,
then
the
that was when he walked
house.
In is while you were saying that.
No, yeah. And I was just, like, ran
what
out.
What were you doing when he walked in?
I was going to town. I don't know.
Going to town. You've never had sex.
Going down on that pussy like it's a damn oyster buffet.
Yeah, no, I wasn't eating. That would have been more embarrassing. It was just normal. Yeah. Like,
I know a guy
but...
who got walked in on while he was going to town on his girlfriend, and he has, like, Mormon parents.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Pretty funny.
I got walked in one time, and her dad was just like, oh, sorry, and then closed the door. I'm like, okay, that's weird. I'm gonna go home. This made me.
God damn! Yeah, I think I would instantly go fucking. Yeah. My dick would make the fucking SpongeBob sound effect.
You ever been caught, Jesus?
I have not. No,
you're a slick motherfucker.
Yeah, dog. You know, I keep
never caught catchy slipping.
OPSEC, bro.
I didn't get caught, but one time I had sex in the woods and it really sucked. Like yeah, I'd never met the girl before, and we went out. I'd never been in the fucking town before either. But like I had been texting her on Instagram, and she was like on the way when I was driving to my fucking like college to visit. And so I meet up with her, and I'm like, "Do you want to go to your house?" And she's like, "Oh no, my parents are home." And it's like, "Oh, do you know anywhere around here?" And she's like, "No." We go, like, the pub, like, the national park, and it, like, all right. So we go to the park, and we're, like, wandering around in the woods for a while until we found, like, a fucking, like, downed log on it.
Yeah.
In the middle of the woods, and she, like, puts her hoodie on the log, and we just start going, and it's so bad. It's not enjoyable at all.
But, like...
It's just not enjoyable. It just feels like nothing.
But when you're like camping with a group and it's been like 3 days and you haven't like jerked off, you're like, "Fuck, I need to
fuck one."
I pre-gamed beforehand, which might have been a mistake as well.
Oh yeah,
did you get bugs?
Pre-came or pre-gamed?
That's the same thing. oh wait, no, those are very different things. Actually, very different things.
Yeah.
No, I just like.
Pre-game is when
you
play
can,
a lot of like
can,
Civ
can,
5
like,
before you go on a date, so you're not thinking about video games. That's my main problem with ladies.
Pre-game is when I get a dub in Warzone so that I got my adrenaline up when I head over. So basically we were just in the woods for like 20 minutes. I didn't bust, she didn't bust. I'm just like, I'm this guy, just kind of stay young. And it's like, yeah, okay. And it was just the most awkward drive of my fucking life because it was like 20 minutes to get to her fucking house. Just dead silent.
You're like,
worst.
Sorry, I jerked off like 6 times before I came out. Sorry, this doesn't...
I've done that before. Like
Before I picked you up, I was cranking
I'm
off
definitely
in my
apologized.
Car. It's my bad. I'm wrong for that one. I'm sorry, dude.
I got nothing left in me.
I might want to pull over and have you sit in the back seat, actually. I'm not sure if you want to sit there.
She's like, it smells like chlorine in your car.
I've literally said, "Oh, I'm sorry." Like when I couldn't buzz, I've definitely said like, "Oh, I drank off this morning. I'm sorry."
I always say like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." I swear this always happens.
I swear this always happens.
Yeah, I say it the same way.
If I ever didn't buzz during sex, I'd probably blame it on the women. I'd probably say some shit like, "Yes, because you're ugly, you weren't."
I'm mad. Don't do that.
No.
I know, but have you gained weight?
Actually, you smell like shit.
Are you okay? Have you gained weight? Are you fatter? Are you fat now? Are you a big fat disgusting cow?
Yeah, you suck at this.
Every time the girl queues, be like, "Oh my god, did you just fucking shit?
Did you gain weight? Are you fat? Are you fat?"
You know, women shit themselves at birth, right?
Yeah.
Seriously? That's fucking gross.
Ask your mom. I'm not asking. I already asked your mom. She said she sprayed her shit everywhere.
That's not true.
She squirted the shit and it got all up on your soft spot and it absorbed through it like an orange.
It should absorb through your skin barrier, so you just have like poop in your circulation.
What's it called? It starts with an M. it osmosized through your soft spot and now you have a poop brain.
Poop. Your dad pulled you out.
Okay, I don't even know what that first word meant.
You like shit so hard your baby just slides out like the water slide.
It goes fucking flying and slams into the wall.
It just like launches it. It's just like the baby just like has the ride of his life. It just goes across the room.
Yeah, you'd love to give a baby the ride of his life.
On a fucking slip and slide.
Sorry.
We're not pretending anybody's Vosh anymore.
Huh?
What?
Nah.
She gripping my shit like a
didn't
baby.
John McAfee
my shit like a baby.
Didn't John McAfee like to get shit on?
Yeah, through a hammock.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, he went to like Ecuador to develop a new perfect drug, and while he was there, he like paid the local women to like sit in a hammock with a hole cut in the bottom and just shit directly into his mouth.
That guy like awesome. Fucked kids, like for sure, without
Are
a doubt.
Are you serious? He was a pedophile. Sure?
Absolutely. If you think that it's a fucking Epstein situation, somebody replaced like the fluid. Somebody replaced the fluid in your brain with lead and gasoline, dude.
What do you think all those like? What do you think those like rich white guys do in like Southeast Asia?
Dude, they fuck kids.
They literally go there to have sex with like 14, 15-year-old fucking.
No, they go there for massages, dude.
They go there for the fine cuisine and touristing. There's lots Southeast of really cool landmarks.
Wait, what did IMAD say?
They go there to see the fucking.
That would make them an EP. What is it called? What's the word?
Executive producer.
A FIBA file.
The fact that you know that's kind of weird, man.
Because I see the fucking post about it where like a libertarian guy is explaining the difference, dude. I'm gonna kick you off and replace you with Donnie. I'm gonna kill you with my bare hands.
When you said a FIBA file, it made me think of Phineas and Ferb. Just, I don't know.
Perry the FIBA file.
Mm-hmm. One time my dad, my grandpa has
Alzheimer's.
You're fucking
a 13, 14-year-old, you might as well be a pedophile. That's off limits, brother. That brain is not even close to developing.
Yeah, 14-year-olds be dumb as hell, okay.
That's true.
That's great.
Do you want to hear my really sad... Well, I guess it's not.
Oh, yeah, enough funny stories. Let's hear a melancholic poop story.
I have a melancholic
really
poop story.
Oh, really? Oh, go ahead, Ahmed.
It's not about poop, though. It's about something.
Oh, well, else. Then hold on.
Okay, then why are you telling it?
Well, then hold
then
on.
Why are you telling it?
I'll go.
They pooped one time, then, probably.
Okay, so my grandpa had Alzheimer's, and we took care of him. They said he was going to, I don't know, he turned into a vegetable like after like 6 months, pretty much, but he was like very physically fit and strong, but his mind just wasn't there. So, and he lived like that for like 8 years, probably. And for about four, I was taking care of him when I was about 14 to, I don't know, 18 or whatever. And we would have to stand him up and give him a bath. And it was really hard because we would have to get his hands to grab like a pole on the wall. And then we'd like take his clothes off and then I'd rub him down with a sponge or whatever. But he would just constantly be trying to sit down while we were doing that. And he was really strong too. So it was really hard like fighting with him to like grab the pole and stand up. So, most of the time, you'd get him standing up, and then he'd pee and shit there because, you know, you stand up, everything just kind of activates. So I stood him up. I was down there, and he was naked, nothing happened. He farted, so I just started giving him a sponge bath or whatever. And then while I was doing that, he sat down on my back because I was like washing his ankles and shins and stuff.
Oh, no.
And he sat down on my back, and I was like, God damn it. Like, I was just there for like a few minutes and just trying to figure out how to like get him up.
Get him up.
Without falling, without, and just while,
knocking,
you know.
Knocking him over.
And I just feel him like just start pissing on my stomach. And I just feel like piss running down my ribs. I'm like, no, 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 no. And I just feel like, just like bubbling, like. And he just like wet shit all over my back, all over my, like, it went into my hair and stuff like that. And I'm just still like on the ground on all fours. And I,
oh my God.
And he barely talked. Holy, he would barely talk, like, because, you know, he's like a vegetable. He forgot how to talk or whatever. He would like grab your wrist sometimes when you're watching TV and you'd look at him and be like, and then he just like looking at it. But I remember while he was doing that, he just went, no. No. And while he was shitting, it was horrible. Oh, it was horrible.
Does anybody have a story about like something funny that happened to them with like a toilet cleaner or something to balance this out? Balance out this episode?
No, not really.
No. We can't. So this is probably the last one that we record before we're all live
quit.
And meet up.
Oh.
This is probably the last one that we're
going to
record. This is probably the last one that we're going to record. It was too nasty, and I quit. No, it's the last one we're going to do before the meetup.
Hold on, what was that guy's name, that white boy's name? Full name? And what city do you live
at? His name was Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
He's doing pretty well. He plays baseball for an undisclosed college team now.
And you said California, right? Santa Monica?
Yeah, next week. Next week, we're going to be dropping some episodes.
Yeah, bro, you'll definitely be able to find a fucking college baseball player named Ryan in fucking the United States.
I literally will. Watch me. You don't know what I'm capable of.
All right, what about the meetup?
Hold on. So, the last one, we're all flying in to Indiana exclusively to record Host Chat. We're just going to record two episodes of Host Chat, and then we're all going to fly home. I'm going to bring my energy sword as my carry-on so that the flight attendants think that I'm mentally deficient and give me extra pretzels.
They give you pretzels? I just get peanuts. What the fuck?
Well,
they try to dehydrate the mentally
handicapped. I'll get a pretzel and a peanut. Yeah, they're trying to dry out my brain because it's too powerful. There's too much juice in it, and it's making me too damn smart, so they're giving me salty foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
No, this was fun, guys. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry. I like talked over him the entire time. Sorry, man.
You didn't talk over me. I just didn't talk. I didn't really have much to say, honestly.
I'm sorry.
Well,
it was
nice to have you, nonetheless. Thanks for letting us sing our songs to you. We spent a lot of time.
Oh wait.
That.
Yeah, of course, though.
Could I get an autograph, though?
No.
Oh yeah. Can we get
you
an
autograph? Yeah. Could I?
No.
Please. Fuck.
No autographs. You have to, if you go to the official Super Juice store, you can
send my
purchase
foot?
A autograph.
Yeah, if you go to grift.shop, you can buy some really cool Super Juice approved stuff.
You can buy Vouch merch where it says Vouchina on it.
That would be sick as hell.
No, OG I actually Bush. I made like an ape. You guys know that XXXTentacion shirt? Where it's just him, like, his mugshot, right? On a black tee.
Yeah.
I made a Nathan J. Robinson one. Where it's just a mugshot of Nathan. Yeah. I would buy that.
Alright.
Oh, are we stuck?
Alright.
Yeah.
We're done?
I guess so.
Dude, that was fun. Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm gonna tell the whole group chat to listen to it, alright?
Word.
They're gonna